This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
There are nearly 20 million military vets in the U.S., and each week we focus on their stories. This is CBS Eye on Veterans.
Welcome back to CBS Eye on Veterans. For ConnectingVets.com, the military news and veteran lifestyle website. I'm Navy vet Phil Briggs, and we're talking again about small business opportunities for veteran on the show. And I absolutely love this because veterans, if there's one thing I've learned in doing the show for the last several years, we are good at adapting into small businesses. And oftentimes running the show or running our own business is what we're better at than folding into somebody else's business operations. The natural sense of responsibility, the natural sense of leadership, and the natural sense that we've actually just worked with people before and had to lead other people makes the veteran an ideal business owner. And today we're going to talk about a business opportunity in the form of the company Stretch Zone. It's the largest franchisor for practitioner-assisted stretching in the United States. That's right, kind of working in the physical wellness world there, stretching their clientele and helping them work with the physical rehabilitation of things. And since its founding, Stretch Zone has grown. It's opened up 150 locations and established a partnership now with NFL legend New Orleans Saints Drew Brees, who's also owns a multi-unit franchise within the company. And here to talk with us about it and the veteran experience is Garnett and Zamas Brooks. Welcome to the show, Garnett and Zamas.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
I'm a business owner myself. I love the idea of small businesses. I think we do this better than anybody else because veterans, you know, we've all had to put up with a wide variety of experiences in leading people, whether you're an officer or enlisted. We know how to work well with others. But what amazes me, the wide variety of businesses we get into. I've had bottle openers. I've had barbecue sauces. I've had vodka distillers and beers. I've never had anybody in the business of stretching individuals. But before we get to that real quick, let's start with you, Zamas. Let's tell us about your all's background now. You guys are married, right?
Yes, we are married. We've been married for 22 years in May. And we met while we were in the military here in Fort Bliss, 31st Brigade. I was in logistics and I had to deliver some parts to his motor pool and the rest is history.
I love it. And the irony is not lost on me too. It was Fort Bliss. Y'all met at Fort Bliss. I wonder how many relationships start at Fort Bliss. It sounds like it's a happy ending. Garnett, tell me about yourself, man. MOS, your time there and obviously love found you there in the Army, but go ahead. Tell me a little bit more about your background.
Yeah, Zamas definitely found me, man. My background, she was in logistics and she handled the parts. I was a 63 Sierra, which is a diesel mechanic. And so you see a relation because I had to see her all the time. Needless to say, all my trucks got all the parts they needed right on time. So I actually shined, helped me get a promotion up to sergeant, so we worked together as a team even before marriage. Did that for seven years. Decided to get out and venture out into the world and see what it had to offer.
Awesome. Real quick, deployments. Where did Uncle Sam send you? What exciting and lovely places did he send you?
Well, myself, I didn't have much excitement as far as deployment. I only had one rotation to Saudi Arabia. And then the second one was during OIF, Operation Iraqi Freedom. And I was there for 6 months. And after that, I decided it was time to get out.
Had enough of the heat. I feel you. Garnett, tell me about your deployments.
Yeah, same deal, man. OIF and OEF deployment. We were actually deployed at the same time, separated for that 6 to 7 months in two different areas. I was doing air defense. Of course, she had the logistical side of things.
We're supporting 144th Brigade Infantry.
Right, right. And so, yeah, man, so most of that time, other than that, you know, Fort Bliss, Fort Lewis, a few years, and a couple rotations to Kuwait and Saudi Arabia.
Right on. Now we get out. We're making that transition, and like so many of us in the veteran community, we're looking at our resume, which is, you know, got great accomplishments on it, but they are not always ideal to translate, not only into civilian language, but into even experience civilians can understand. With the background I hear with both y'all, you know, I'm thinking you guys would go into, you know, again, the mechanical industry, you know, working with engines, working with motor pools, working with things like that, you know, maybe on an industrial scale, but you didn't. Share with me what transition looked like for both of you and what kind of got you to consider becoming a franchiser with Stretch Zone.
He's still in the field,
actually. Yeah, I'm still in the field by day, I say, you know, not only managing with Stretch Zone and those type of deals, I'm also a general manager for a heavy truck dealership. You know, that kind of ties into, you know, why we went to Stretch Zone and those fields and looking at more of a business model.
And then I bounced around a little bit. I worked as a contractor for the military for a few years, doing, you know, logistics for tanks and things like that. But, you know, we always explored with the idea of owning our own business and, you know, bringing something different to our community. We didn't know in what capacity, but we did, you know, look at different things before we got to this point.
Garnet, talk to me real quick. You first found yourself, before we get into the Stretch Zone thing, you first found yourself getting into the field, though, that you were working in a little bit with the Army. Tell me about you. You work with a heavy trucking company or?
Yeah, I work with heavy trucking. When I came out of the military, you know, in 2004, put out a bunch of resumes and things, man. And I know the leadership side was there, but it was more of my experience level as far as being a technician. So I got into the floor as a technician, worked for about 2 or 3 years. And I started noticing, you know, areas that caught my attention that showed more interest for me within the dealership. Also, you know, just, you know, this dealership and this life also had a rhythm to it or a cadence to it as far as, you know, how you move forward. And the military already trained me that from getting promotional points and what I do to go to, you know, those things. And so I just went through the cycle. You know, one thing led to sales, next opportunity led to management and so forth. And I've been in the industry for a while and it's been really, really good to us and really good to the veteran side too, because I'm able to actually turn around and recruit, you know, our veteran brothers and sisters coming out of the military into a lot of those technical fields.
All right. Well, there we are, right? We're working. We've made a transition, but we still probably want a little more out of life. And I feel you where that's concerned with respect to business and income. One income's good, two income's better. What appealed to you about taking on this particular franchise?
Well, I guess I'll take it there. Well, what happened also, you know, we've always been very active. As far as me, you know, I started out running 2 miles, turned into an addiction and turned into 20 to 30 miles and so forth. But with that became injuries. I had a lot of hip flexor, IT band injuries. And so I was going to a physical therapist and, you know, doing a lot of treatments. And one of the things they just told me, you know, on my own, you got to stretch more, you know, and, you know, it's just one of them things where you just like, you know, I'm stretching, but is there a way to get this done professionally? It just kind of clicked in my head. And so I remember going out to my car after a visit from a physical therapist and typing in professional stretch near me. The first place that popped up was Plano, Texas. Fortunately, I had the company that I worked for at the time, dealership-wise, their corporate office was in Plano. So I was actually traveling there in like 2 weeks. And so I called, set up an appointment. Long story short, I went in. They did a lower body protocol on me. And I never had problems with my IT band or my hip flexors ever again. And I remember calling Z, getting in the car, in the Uber, leaving there and just letting her know, like, hey, I think found this opportunity just great. And it works. I already experienced it, you know, just one, not even an hour. You know, I experienced it. And I've been going to a physical therapist for over 6 months. And so, you know, it's just one of those things. And actually just, you know, let's roll with this. You know, I see the benefit of it.
Wow, like an absolute true case of not just a business owner, but once a consumer of the very product you're selling. Zamus, tell me about your inclination towards the business. Like, what was it that stood out to you? Did you have a personal relationship with the need for some stretching or some physical rehab or anything like that?
I often call myself and Sunny twins because it naturally comes that if, you know, he takes interest in something and he shares it with me, then I take interest in it. And, you know, we've always worked out. We've tried to stay healthy. I came off the army with injuries, you know, off the bat, you know, in 2004. And so I have been in and out of the military. I mean, I'm in and out of the VA system looking for ways to do things holistically rather than taking so many meds. Because I felt that they were making me sick. And so I started doing physical therapy through the military. And then eventually, you know, even though I had bad knees coming out, I decided to take up running as well. And yeah, I definitely felt it. My body felt it. It made sense. We started working out. And the first business that we looked at was Anytime Fitness, which had to be 15 years ago. At the time, we were young. And, you know, we had other things going on, so we decided to pass up on it. And then when he told me about Stretch Zone, I was actually doing physical therapy for my back. So it was perfect. I was excited right away, not only for what it could do for us, but what it could do for the community in general.
Welcome back to CBS Eye on Veterans. I'm Navy vet Phil Briggs, and today we're talking with Army veterans Garnett and Zamus Brooks, who found incredible small business success by opening a franchise of Stretch Zone. It's like physical rehab, in that professionally trained staffers guide clients through a variety of stretching programs, which help them with injury recovery and physical wellness. And we'll jump back into the interview and hear about how they found this franchise and the incredible success that they've been having. You know, I heard you growing up when you said you were running, but like, you know, even the physical rehab you'd had or the physical therapists, you know, said you got to stretch more. And stretching something, man, I never want to do. I like to run on the treadmill. I lift a little bit in my garage setup, but stretching is something I never seem to have time for. Stress Zone makes it quite apparent that it's something we need to make time for. Otherwise, we're going to be kind of hurting ourselves in the long run. Tell me a little bit about the benefits and the features involved with Stretch Zone and the services you guys provide.
I think we'll touch on the time aspect. I think that's key. Like you just said, a lot of people just don't have the time to do it. And I think Stress Zone has really, you know, the method is really, you know, beneficial, and it's proven that it only takes 30 minutes. You know, it's taking a lot out of your day. 30 minutes, get a full body stretch. We touch some areas, we get you in and out of there. And so we really make the time for everyone. I think that's the big portion of the method and a selling point, you know.
And you're in and out, you know, taking only a small portion of your busy day to take care of you and send you out, you know, feeling better. But then, you know, additional benefits are just the physical ones, you know, the pain relief, the stress relief, better circulation. For us, you know, again, near and dear to my heart are veterans. And I wanted to, you know, go ahead and give this opportunity for veterans to come in and things like that. But then after having to manage the store for a year and a half myself, learning the stretches and the protocols, it was just so satisfactory to see somebody who has cerebral palsy, you know, walk, you know, with a little bit less of a choppy step, or to see somebody who is in their 50s touch their toes for the first time and actually cry because they had never been able to do it before. It is just, it is a wonderful thing to be able to offer somebody in just a 30-minute session, you know?
What is the difference between the practitioner-assisted stretching and the stuff that, like, you know, I should just be doing on my own, you know, before I work out? Why is practitioner-assisted stretching better?
Well, the patented system that Stretch Zone has stabilizes and isolates the muscles. So already you start at an advantage because you're laying there doing nothing but breathing and communicating. The practitioner is going to help that muscle go into what that motion that it used to have and no longer has. And so that is a huge difference. You want to add to that?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest. Basically, you know, when you stretch on your own, you know, you got that crazy thing called a stretch reflex, that thing that yells at you and said, hey, stop. That's as far as we can go, you know. And, you know, when you have someone assisting you as well with stretch, but they're not only assisting you with that physical portion, but also the mental portion is getting you past that stretch reflex. So, you know, we don't bring you in and just yank that leg back and make your kneecap touch your forehead. You know, we gradually coach you through. So over time, yeah, that's our goal, is to have that kneecap touch your forehead, but in a manner where you don't even notice it. And so as you go through each session, you know, you gradually increase and get a better range of motion. And so by the time you do finish, you actually, you know, accomplished your goals and what you needed to do without even noticing it.
And it's funny you said that, because I used to tell my customers, you know, it's not magic. It's called stretching.
And I would imagine then that the training that the practitioners receive also helps them identify what stretches the person needs to be doing based on, you know, their condition. Like you'd said with your hip flexors, Garnett, I last summer had a bicycle crash, you know, old man fell off his mountain bike over here and, you know, kind of wrecked my arm pretty bad. And it took, when I went to the physical therapist, they gave me like a list of these stretches to do. So it's a long way of saying, like, you guys specialize in knowing what part of the body stretches what way, so that if a person has an injury or a pain or discomfort, you know exactly which ways to bend them to get it bent back into shape.
Absolutely. The protocols that are designed are, you know, to target specific muscles. I could, you know, easily tell somebody who drives a truck versus somebody who runs. And so if, you know, you tell me, hey, I'm getting ready to run a marathon, definitely I would, you know, use a protocol that targets those muscles, like your quads, your hamstrings and things like that. And what I love about, you know, Stretch On as well is that the continuation of education, there is no stopping as far as what you can do and how you can modify the stretches to help and to customize them per individual.
All right. Now let's talk about making that big, bold step to going from consumer to franchisor. And I think it's awesome. I love people taking the leap to get that side job, to create that side revenue stream, and then maybe grow that business into becoming something that, you know, is full time. And as you said, Zamus, making a huge difference in the community. When you first approached them, what was the process like? Walk me through that.
It was a really, I think, a simple process. Yeah, really simple process with them. I went in and without Stretch On knowing at the time that I was actually a veteran. You know, we're just jogging up the conversation. You know, we're having a conversation, and it was something we really wanted to do. And when we looked at the financial number up front, franchise fee at first, it was like, you know, we really want to do it, but man, you know, it's still, you know, that's your risk. That's the biggest thing to think about. Of course, is the money, right? The upfront and getting anything like that, it's like, it just seems like so much money right up front. And talking to him, we got all the interest, did the visit, and then came back and talked to Tony and let him know that, hey, you know what? I'm a veteran. He said, oh, wow. Well, with a veteran, you get a discount to franchise fee. And that sold me right there. I didn't care if it was 5%, 2%, 3%. It didn't matter. At that point, it sold me. But not only that, but they also looked at, you know, our location and being in El Paso, you know, right by Fort Bliss. So we got a heavy concentration of veterans and active duty military that are current clients for us. And so their marketing plan, everything they put in place for us was kind of designed around, hey, how can we benefit and get that market into your locations? But overall, the process, step-by-step, location, initial marketing, advertising, training, everything was really simple.
To them flying over here and doing opening week with us and, you know, looking for ways to advertise locally through our local news channels and things like that. And just simply for me, you know, as, you know, somebody who was actually operating the store, being able to send a text and get a text back. I mean, they're that down to earth, and that's what we loved about them.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Do they walk you through all of the aspects of it as far as like how to find a lease on a commercial space to run the Stretch Zone out of, how to hire employees, what kind of equipment you need, what kind of tables and pads and different sort of accessories for the operation? They walk you through all of that or give you like kind of a list of things you must order?
Yeah, they give us a list of things that we must order. Now, you know, one of the important aspects of Stretch Zone is that their table or equipment that we use is a patent system. So it's designed by Stretch Zone. And so, you know, with that equipment, and then they give us the guidelines for his training, suggested hiring criteria, and definitely location. You know, they definitely, you know, talk to us about location, ideal location that we want to be located. And also lease negotiation, you know, they actually help us and guide us with that. So, I mean, overall, it was a very easy transition for us into this. I think, you know, if any of those push were missing, it probably would have been very hard for us. And so, you know, we're definitely blessed to come into a franchise system that helps us that much.
Absolutely. You know?
Where was your first location, or how did you find that? Were you guys just, once you kind of were decided to go all in, were you just driving around neighborhoods looking for ideal strip malls near, you know, the base or near the population centers that you thought would be really convenient and effective? Was that you guys just driving around looking for lease signs and windows?
On the money, yes.
A lot of scouting.
A lot of it. neither one of us is from here originally, but we've been here for 20 years. So we, you know, locals love to say, oh, the west side is too far. The east side is too far because everything's 30 minutes from everything. We just love to go against the grain and just drive around anyway. So we did drive around, east, west, northeast, you name it.
Yeah. And the thing was for us, you know, when we opened the first franchise, we were the 50th location. Now going into the franchise, we didn't know it was a young franchise. And so, you know, actually the first ideal spot was to be on what we call the west side of town. But we knew the franchise had room to grow and things like that. So, you know, we went against the grain. We said, no, we won't do it on the opposite side of town for the first one. And so we did it on the opposite side of town. And it really kicked off. And, you know, we heard so many complaints about, hey, why didn't you open up on the west first? You should open up on the west side.
Customers too. Like, yeah. Hey, what's the second one coming?
Yeah, but it gave us time to kind of work out the bugs and those type of things that, you know. Now we work out bugs, get more experience, I say. And so when we opened, so the east side, the first location been open 4 years. The second location that we have has been open 2 years. And so it really helped us, you know, going into the second location. And on the side of town, they really wanted us to be on. We really hit it with a bang.
A lot of cutting costs for the second one because of, you know, the way that we were able to do that first one. And so that learning, you know, period that, you know, that it took us to get to the west side really did help with the opening and everything. I mean, to the point where we did a little bit of the construction and painting and things ourselves. Yeah. We got a whole lot smarter, let's say, by the second one.
And I'm sure each and every one, you guys are going to get better and better. I mean, that's awesome. You guys are two franchises now going up to three, I think I heard.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, hopefully we have the third one open probably by end of this year is the plan.
Man, look at that. Stretching out everybody in El Paso. Those are some limber Texans down there on the border. That's nice. That's good. I feel you, though, on like starting things, trying to make all the different variables right. I commend you on starting on the other side of town and almost instantly creating demand for all the other people that want the services but just want it to be that much closer. Smart. Start with the lower cost lease probably and get the numbers working and everything, too. I mean, that's good. That's good thinking. Speaking of numbers, it is a numbers thing. Can I ask kind of ballpark? I myself have looked at franchises in the past and I know some of them. I mean, you know, you want to open a Subway or a Chick-fil-A, you know, you got to have 500,000 liquid. You got to have another 500,000 that you can lean against or, you know, an equity of some kind. It can get to be an expensive proposition with some of the premier franchises in this country. Share with me kind of what it took and what sort of resources and ballparks of, you know, what it takes to get a franchise territory with Stretch Zone.
I think on the forest that, because we bought all our initial kind of up front, so we didn't keep track of the franchise fees going forward. But as we got in, I think last year it jumped up to 40,000 now, which is fair. If you look at any franchise, I think that's a fair amount. And the good thing I like about Stretch Zone is there's not a lot of moving parts to it. You know, the biggest investment in any business, but truly here is the people. You know, once you get your equipment and everything in place, your biggest investment management is your people. And that's where I think the military background really helped us out a lot as far as that goes too. But initial capital, I mean, not much and compared to other franchises that we looked at, you know, it wasn't, you know, as extreme of a, I guess I say risk look at because when look at, you know, doing this money transaction is always a risk involved. And, you know, this was just not, as compared to everything else, you know, easy to manage. And it's really people focused business, you know? So, yeah, I don't know.
No, that sounds great, man. That sounds awesome. Were you able to finance any of your initial investment, or was this just like you'd sort of scrap together the savings, maybe some retirement funds, kind of maybe put it all together with all the resources you could come up with? Or were there SBA programs you utilized or loans of any kind?
No, man. On the first initial, we really scraped it together. You know, we knew we wanted to open a business. So that was our primary goal, the savings and doing things. And so, you know, every dollar that we really could, man, we put towards that. You know, as far as savings account. Now, I can say we did get a lot of help during COVID, you know, with PPP loans, those type of deals, and local grants, which helped out, you know. But at the end of the day, starting out, you know, initially, you know, we started out just, you know, grinding it out and saving. The next few locations are going, the next location and the location after that will be hopefully SBA financed, though, going forward. So, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of going backwards in that sense.
Well, I mean, once you expand to the third location, I mean, it only makes sense. And the beauty of it is that, you know, when you go into a banking relationship of any kind, yeah, you did with by scrapping together your initial investment, you know, what is essential to the business growth plan. And that is start small, scale big, and then look at you. Now, within a couple of years, you've taken some more loans out to get your third location. And that's just a tremendous momentum. Lastly, tell me, like, if you advised another veteran to get involved with Stretch Zone or to consider it for their market or region, are there areas of the country that it looks to grow, or like areas you think would be ideal?
Oh, wow. I think that the potential for growth with Stretch Zone is endless. It's going to be around kind of like massage and physical therapy, because it's just a necessity. There's a lot of education that needs to be done with people in general. I always joke and tell people we know more about cows and chickens than we know about our bodies. We really need to educate. They're delicious. I mean, I understand. But yeah, we need to know what, you know, how our bodies work. And I feel as though, you know, had I known what I know now when I was younger, I probably wouldn't have the injuries that I do now. So I think anywhere, I think there's potential for even more growth here, even though we're going to move to a third and probably fourth. I think it's going to spread like wildfire, honestly. It should be everywhere, worldwide, I honestly believe.
Yes. You know, it's just for, you know, anyone going in, I would say definitely, you know, go in, because as a veteran, we're just ready for that aspect, because like I said, the biggest part is managing the people, you know. And one of the things we really look at our people, you know, we really feel that, you know, the more, I guess, diverse, I want to say, experiences that you have within a group, the tighter that group is. And so for us, it's the same way. You know, when we hire, you know, we hire in a such ways as the military, you know, we hire really diverse group of people, not only race, but, you know, backgrounds as far as physical, you know, education, that type of deal. And so it really breeds a type of camaraderie within the store, because we're really selling more than that stretch. It's really the whole
experience
from when you walk through the door, you know.
Want you to go in, feel right. Great to go in and feel even better coming out. And so we promote a happy work environment and happy employees. Because that translates to the customer as well. We want you to come in and really take a load off, you know, when you come in.
Yeah, and they all have a unique experience, you know?
Yeah, and that physical wellness category is just blowing up all over the place. Because if it's anything we've learned, maybe sort of a silver lining to the last 2 years, you know, of a pandemic. Absolutely. Is that we are learning to take care of ourselves, and we are prioritizing that, and we're making it a little more important in all of our daily lives, not just the work-life balance, but actually taking care of our bodies the right way. So it sounds like you guys are offering you know, a heck of a service to be able to continue that. Forgot to ask earlier, but just wanted to know real quick, is it hard finding the proper staff for this to train to become stretch assisted professionals? I mean, how do you find them? Do you have to go out and get all physical therapists, or is there robust training to take ideal candidates with potential and teach them how to do this?
Yeah, we take pretty much ideal candidates, you know, from the kinesiology backgrounds. We go for physical therapists,
massage therapists,
chiropractors. I mean, you name it. And then we send them to the training.
Yeah, we do our due diligence as far as educational background. Because we want people to be able to explain and to have that knowledge Because like I said, you know, most people don't have, you know, enough education on their bodies. And so they all have kinesiology background, personal training backgrounds, yoga instructors. I mean, people that really love helping others and being in that physical, holistic aspect of things.
No, that's great. But I mean, as soon as you put the ads out looking for recruitment, you were able to find enough pool of a candidate there or yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We've been fortunate where we have, you know, we have University of Texas El Paso here, which has a major kinesiology field. And so it was EPCC, the community colleges. And so and it's really unique with Stress Zone because with kinesiology backgrounds, there's not a lot of fields to initially go into. Initially out of school and things like that. And so we kind of find a little niche in that area where we find people in between want to become physical therapists and, you know, move on athletic trainers or prior athletic trainers where they're looking for something else to get into where they can still use those skills that they learn in college. And so, you know, we've just been fortunate and we don't need a huge crew, you know, and the people that we got, we do our best to take care of them and really keep them here in-house and keep longevity with the people that we do have. And so, you know, when we go out and look, it's very far in between, but, you know, we try to hold on to what we got.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Stretch Zone, practitioner assisted stretching has grown to over 150 locations now throughout the United States. And last question here, couldn't help but notice that one of the bigger names among franchisees there, NFL legend, New Orleans Saints quarterback, Drew Brees. You guys are Texans. Is he cool? Do you like Drew Brees? You ever met him? Saints fans and Texans. I don't know. You guys are either Cowboys or Houston fans. You know, can you talk football with Drew or no?
Haven't met him, man. Look forward to it. You know, definitely look forward to it. Hadn't met him, but yeah, I think we can work things out as Texans and Saints. We'll figure some things out.
I mean, you know, love him or hate him. I mean, he's had a legendary career, but it sounds like he's also got another career building with Stretch Zone. And you guys are certainly tearing it up down there in the El Paso, Texas area. Great job going on 3 franchises and the sky's the limit. Just very proud of you and excited that your example can be followed by veterans throughout the country looking to get into franchising or looking to get into a small business opportunity. Sounds like Stretch Zone is one hell of a way to go. So I thank you both very much for your time, Garnett and Zamus Brooks.
Thank you, Philip. Have a good one.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.